What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Holiday Birdie, you did it! Bringing me to this old tower was exactly what it took to trigger my memory. I can't believe it!
Are you serious, Badger? That was all it took? You remember who you are?
Yeah, I really think it's coming back to me. This radio tower, the helicopter... Where's my phone?
Who are you calling?
Hold that thought, Birdie. Hello? Hey, it's me. It's Badger.
Holiday, this is so awesome. Your plan worked. We have Badger back.
Or at least that's what they want me to believe, Bernie.
No!
Don't worry, sis. I didn't get sucked in. I'm at the radio tower in Carson Woods. Can you and Dad come get me? I'll walk down to the road. Okay, see you soon.
You tricked us. That's not nice.
You tricked me first.
But you remembered the helicopter.
Nah, I just know they freak you out. Bernie told me about the one that flew over the school. How it made you guys lose your minds.
You don't get it. This isn't a game. We're trying to help you.
You don't get it. I don't want your help. Come near me again and I'm calling the police. Later, haters.
Well, that didn't go as planned.
Brinley is dug in his brain like a weasel.
I hate her.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. And if I hate her, you should hate her a million times more. She's been messing in your business since she met you.
Look, she's not my favorite person, but I do kind of feel sorry for her. I mean, her mom's gone, her dad's working all the time.
Doesn't mean you get to be a stinky jerk face.
I'm just saying, she's basically alone, and then she finds this lost kid who needs a home and a family. You can't really blame her for wanting to keep Badger for herself. Now that she has him, she's afraid to lose him.
But she doesn't know him like we do.
I have to say, Brinley and her dad are taking good care of him. He seems to be happy. When Mom and Dad took me in, they hid my past so I could lead a normal life.
Holiday. You hated Mom and Dad for lying to you about your past.
At first, but it started making sense. Honestly, that year with you guys before I learned the truth was pretty great.
Yeah, I liked it too.
There you are, kidnappers!
Kidnappers? You're the one who—
Hey, Brinley! Birdie, go down to the bike rack in the parking lot. I'll be there in a minute.
With pleasure.
Did she just growl at me?
Brinley, I know you're gonna go off on me, but I have to say something first. I'm sorry.
Fake news.
No, really. I was wrong.
That doesn't let you off the hook for luring Bruce out in the freezing cold. He's still not 100% after passing out.
Wait, he passed out?
Mid-sentence. 1 minute he was talking, the next he was flat on the ground, not moving.
He passed out too.
What?
Nothing. That... must have been scary.
It was terrifying. I blame you and your dumb family for stressing him out. So just quit telling him he doesn't belong with me.
You're so right. I'll stop.
Wait, really?
Yes, for now. But one day, I don't know when, he's going to figure out he's not your brother. And all the nice things you're doing for him now won't matter then. All he'll care about is that you lied to him. Maybe he'll forgive you, but if he doesn't, you could lose him. Forever.
That's never happening.
There's Badger and Brimley's dad.
What's taking Brimley so long?
Said she wanted to talk to your friends.
My friends? I'm going to run to the bathroom in the rain.
Here's your chance, Bert.
You're right there.
Excuse me, Mr. Pasternak? I'm Bertie Anders.
Anders?
You know the name? You're probably thinking of my sister, Holiday. She and Brimley aren't exactly chummy.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it's worse than that. I mean, look at all the trouble they keep getting each other into.
Trouble?
Like, principal's office trouble. I heard my mom say all their fighting is going to get in the way of their academic career.
Your mom said that?
And she was in tears. I mean, this could ruin everything for those girls. Class rank, college scholarship.
Why didn't I know about all this?
Well, now you do. I mean, they missed the fall concert because they were fighting and...
That was supposed to be her way into that special music school.
The perfect life you've tried to give Brinley. Well, this thing with Holiday is risking all of that. You seem like a no-nonsense kind of guy, Mr. Pasternak.
Huh.
Exactly. You can fix this. You're the one who can save Brinley's academic career, her scholarship, her whole future.
Maybe I should have your folks to dinner. Fix this mess.
That would be awesome. We could all come. Mommy, my parents, Holiday, you, Brinley, Bruce. I bet by the time we're done eating, we'd be one big, happy family.
Framily?
Framily. Like friends plus family. I've never heard of that.
Bertie, is there something wrong with you?
No, there's something right with me. See you at dinner.
Hey, I'm Isabella Dennison. I play Casey in 6 Minutes Out of Time. For more awesome adventures, head on over to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.